Okay, so we've been holding the Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchos Matan Osaniyim. We had just learned the halacha of Dei Machzor Roa Asher Yachzor Lo, the machlokas between the Rambam and famously the position that's adopted by the Rama, whether this is a Chovas HaYachid, that's the sheet of the Rambam, or whether this is only a Chovas HaTzibor, the Chova which is intrinsic to the Gabay Tzedakah. So we thought the Rambam was very clear in his language. Let's just read over Halacha Gimel before we proceed to Halacha Dalad. It's interesting because Halacha Dalad in the Gemara and Samach Zayin Amid Bezing Suvis is actually just a few lines before what constitutes Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam inverted it, and I'll try to explain why I think the Rambam inverted it, and to tie this into another discussion in the Rambam. Lefi ma shechaser ha'ani atat mitzuve liten lo ata mitzuve again a chomas ayachid. Imeno ksus mechasinoso, imeno klebayas konino, imeno isha masienoso, vim haisa isha masienoso leish, afilo hayadarko shalze ani lirko valasus, veeved ratzlefanov, vehaani viyarad minachasov, konino sus lirko vala, veeved la rutzlefanov, shenemar, deimach soro asher yechsarlo, mitzuva ata lahashlam chasrono, veenata mitzuva laashro. You don't have to put him in a higher tax bracket than he was originally, but in principle, one should restore him to his previous station. Yasom Shabalas Yoisha. So the Rambam says specifically not just about anybody, as he said in Halacha Gimel, but the Rambam says Yasom Shabalas Yoisha in Halacha Gimel was Imelo Isha Masiano. So this is now a Yasom. Socher no bias. First we get the person a house. So Matsian lo Mita Vecholklei Tashmisho. Veacharkach Masian lo Isha. So Demach Sorad doesn't mean, ah, you want a wife, we'll get you a wife, but we try to build up the infrastructure. We want to give a person a chance to have stable footing, and that's particularly important when it comes to a yasom. So that is hewing very close to the brisa, which is cited in Ksuvis. Tana Rabbanan yasom shabal lisa, sochren obayis, matzien obita v'chol klei tashmish, v'achkach matzien obisha, shenemar demach soro asher yachzor lo, demach soro zehabayis, asher yachzor zemita v'sholchan, lo zoisha v'cheno mer eselo ezer kenegdo. Now it's interesting if you look in the Shulchan Aruch where this halacha is recorded, you see a slightly different presentation, but I think it's of great consequence. So kamenosin laani, this is again Reish Nun in Yeridaya in Sif Aleph. Kamenosin laani de machzor asher yachzor lo ketzan im hayarayev yachileyo hayatzarech lichsoch zichasu. Ainlo klebayas, konilo klebayas, veafilum hayadarko lurko vasus, veeved la rutz lefanov, kshayasher, vehani konilo sus, veeved, vechain lecholacha, veechal of himashetzarech. Heroi la seis lo pas, nosin lo pas, isa, isa, mita, mita, heroi li tin lo pas, chama, chama, tzon, itzon, lachilo la soch, piv, machin, ainlo isha, bal isa, masin lo, vesochin lo bayas, umatin lo mita, chleitashmisha, veachar kach, masin lo, Isha, and that's where the Rama famously says, "Mir the cholze begabay itzdaka." Or Rab Miachar v'leina yachin bechuyav litenani dein machzoro, etc. Okay, so in any event, what we have here is the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't paskin like the Rambam does, like the simple words of the Gemara of Yasom. Just he folds this into the general din of dein machzoro, right? Ein lo isha, so masiin lo v'sochren lo bayis, etc. Klei tashmisho. But the Rambam yud much more faithfully here to the actual words of the Gemara, and that it was limited to the case of Yasom. And I think the point that the Rambam is making is actually part of a broader theme of the Rambam that goes all the way back to Sefer Hamada and Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam says the following, particularly fascinated by this halacha. This is Parakei, halacha yud aleph. It's just so characteristic of the Rambam. The Rambam here is, the whole perek is basically about the derech of Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam says, derech ba'alei deya. What a beautiful expression. People of cognition, sound mind. Sheyik balo adam malach ha'mefarnesa so tchila ve'achar kach yiknu beizdira ve'achar kach yisa isha. Shenemar mi ha'isha sher nata karim v'lo chila lo mi ha'isha sher bana ba'is chadash. Velo chanacho mi ha'isha sher eras isha velo kacha avala tipshim. Not a compliment. Maschil nisa isha ve'achar kach im timtsi yada yikna bayis. V'acharkach v'sof yama v'chaz l'vake shumanus v'yiz parnis min atzdaka v'chinomer b'klalos yisha tareis bayis tifna karim pita. Kelama yu masecha hafuchin. You'll lead a life which is irrational, which is unplanned, which is reflective of a scattered, scattershot approach. Point is that there's a certain way of functionality in this world that a person has to be able to be on their own feet. So what the Rambam is saying is that when it comes to a yasom, so the halacha is different. Doesn't mean, okay, so he wants a wife, so we'll give him a wife. The same way that it applies in halacha gimel, right? The standard demach soro is, you know, you restore a person to their station. But here, it's not a matter of restoration, right? A person who lost their klei bayis, a person who lost their isha, a person who lost their sus and their eved. It's not a matter of restoration. It's a matter of a person who's looking to build himself. The yasom doesn't have anybody to, you know, be mevio l'chay l'mazah. So like the Gemara in Kiddushin says, mitzvah abein ala'av, right? Mitzvah abein la'bein of, l'mbulo l'iftoso, l'amda tera, l'asiyo isha, l'amda umnus. So this person is yasom, so he's coming to us. So we don't just reflexively react by saying, okay, we'll give you an isha. We have to build up the infrastructure. Like in Hilchos Deos, it was first the bayis, matzian lo mita, chayu kwe tashmisho, v'acharkach matzian lo isha. And that's also nilmad in the Gemara from De Machsoro Asher Yachsor Lo, but the Rambam inverted it. What the Rambam wanted to show you is that the general din, the din klali of De Machsoro Asher Yachsor Lo, means restoration. But then there's a din prati by Yasom where it's not about restoration because he's never had these things before. Yasom Shabbala Siyo Isha. So that's the first time. So there's a very particular application of De Machsoro Asher Yachsor Lo in that case. He doesn't have it. Right, sometimes you don't have something because, like in Halacha Gimel, you lost it. Sometimes you don't have something because you never had it. Right, so Halacha Dalet is the Yasom, so we're not just going to reflexively trying to restore him and say, okay, you want an Isha, here's an Isha, but actually this is a very specific manifestation of De Machsoro Asher Yechsor Lo that we really want you to be on your feet, which is going to require much more than just a Mesader Kiddushin, as it were, or a Shadchan. What it's going to require is really in orientation, bias, klei tashmisho, giving a person a sense of inability to function in this world. So first, I think the Rambam wanted to establish the more general principle of restoration, de machzor asher yachzor lo, hence his passing that in halacha gimel. And then he wanted to show that there's a separate halacha, not of restoration, but of really getting a person on their feet, especially a person who doesn't have the advantages of somebody who is mevio l'chay el mavzeh, namely a father. So what you want in that case is, you know, to be sensitive to all of the needs that come up, literally all of the needs. That's exactly what the Rambam tells us is the halacha by Yasom. The Shulchan Aruch, these are collapsed into one halacha in Reish Nun and Sif Aleph, but the Rambam really perceived them as two dinim, de machsaro asher yechsar lo in terms of restoration, de machsaro asher yechsar lo in terms of constructing and helping a person to construct their lives.